The Money Show.
Business books.
It's a long way from downstairs. Breathe in and breathe out. Our business book feature this evening, Surviving the Beast, the Ugly Truths About State Capture and Why They Tried to Kill Me. Not by me, but by Angelo Agrizi. Angelo Agrizi, former Bosasa Chief Operations Officer. Welcome to The Money Show this evening, Angelo. What's your legal status at the moment? I mean, there have been court cases and postponements and separations of trials and all sorts of things. What is the position?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. Well, Bruce, to be quite frank with you, to be quite honest with you, I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. And I think they've got so much on their plate and we've given them so much work to do that it's taken them quite some time. In terms of my own status, well, it is what it is. The fact of the matter is, I mean, I've been not well. They try to poison me, they try to kill me and try to silence me. And that's after I've even been offered 50 million rand to keep quiet and just to go away.
Okay, so who are they? Somebody tried to poison you. Who are they? You say they try to poison you. Who are they?
Well, Bruce, if I knew that, I'd be in the pound seats and I definitely wouldn't be sitting at home not doing anything about it. I'd be doing something about it. Very difficult. There's a lot of people that aren't happy with the testimony that I gave and a lot of people that are very upset about it. So obviously I cannot name people. I have my suspicions, but I'll keep that to myself.
What is the value of writing the book yet keeping that crucial bit of information to yourself? I mean, is there an element of safety in that? Have you got it written down on a little piece of paper that, you know, should something happen to you, you know, your lawyer will open an envelope one day? What is it?
Yeah. Bruce, have you had a read of the book?
Hey, I haven't received it, unfortunately. In the days of COVID, supply chains are constrained, Angelo. And so I'm not getting my regular supply.
I'll make sure you have one before the close of business tomorrow evening.
Okay? Yes, you're good at this.
I'll make sure you get one. And I'll get you. You haven't read Inside the Belly of the Beast either, I presume.
No, that was a long time ago, Angelo, and I was having children, and it was very busy. Now, Angelo, talk
a year ago.
Talk to me about your health and the fact that inside the belly of the beast, you go in and you blow the lid on Bosasa. You go to the Zondo Commission and you give evidence at the Commission of State Capture. Yet you are talking apparently in this book about the failings of the State Capture Commission. And I wonder whether the State Capture Commission has failed to do its job that it was asked to do or whether the job it was asked to do was inadequate to address the extent of the problem of corruption in South Africa.
Now, I want to correct that. I just want to correct that perception. The failings, when I talk about the ugly truths about state capture and how they tried to kill me, I'm not talking about state captures. The entity state capture or the commission of inquiry into state capture, I'm talking about the failings that we've seen with state capture in South Africa and how they've damaged not only myself, but actually damaged the country as well. So I talk about state capture as the people trying to capture the state. Let's call them the state capturers.
Oh, okay.
So it's not about the failings of the commission at all.
Okay.
The commission are holding in the utmost highest respect and regard.
Is it going to make a slight bit of difference to the mess we find ourselves in? I hold great hope that the State Capture Commission comes out with a report that is digestible, that names names, that points fingers, that provides evidence, and that makes it easier for perpetrators of state capture to be prosecuted, if not everybody, but certainly some key figures in state capture. Do you believe it will?
Bruce, I truly do believe that it will, and I think that we've seen phenomenal work being done by the investigators and by the legal teams at the State Capture Commission. And a simple example is I've just perused today a report that had come out from the investigators, which is about 700 pages, which I was made privy to because of the investigation into Kevin Wakeford and George Papadakis and Neil Raj Krishna and Fevertree and Akile. And I must say, I'm very impressed with the quality of the work that these investigators have actually put in there. So I honestly believe there will be a major difference made. That is if our government and the people in power don't try and put a stop to it.
And what gives you that sense that that is on the agenda? What is your evidence on that particular? I mean, it's commonplace. I think a lot of people feel exactly the same way as you do. But I'm wondering if you base that on emotion or on evidence.
No, I said, hopefully, I said that nobody in senior government positions will try and stop that. Because there's a lot of answering. I mean, Mambula Mokonyane, for instance, has to answer for the Aston Martin and all the money that was spent on her. And even Gwede Matash needs to give account of all the money that's been spent on him. Tabang Makwetla is another one. Dudu Miani, Jacob Zuma himself. They all need to give an account. And I think that as long as we don't have anybody up there in a senior position trying to close doors and cover things up, I think the commission will have achieved its objectives, and they need to then prosecute. It's then up to the NPA that get handed the baton, and they've got to run with it.
And do you believe that they've got the capacity? I mean, in your experience of being at the receiving end of the state's curiosity about your own legal status?
I personally think that they do have the ability to go ahead, but I do believe they need to clean up as well. I think that there are still numerous positions that are still compromising in more ways than one.
You're sounding, and I can't see your face, you're sounding a lot healthier than you appeared at the Zondo Commission. You're sounding a lot healthier than when you were in hospital with tubes poking out of you. Are you healthier?
Well, I still have tubes poking out of me, but I'm healthier. Yes, I've had a good sleep. And I woke up especially for your show. So I'm all energized and ready to answer any questions.
Now, okay. So, I mean, when do you face another court date? Because you and Vincent Smith, the former ANC MP, were being charged in terms of corruption together. Recently, there was a ruling that you would be tried separately for corruption and fraud because his case seems to be going ahead faster than yours.
Yes. Well, most definitely. I mean, if you remember correctly as well, I was the one who actually exposed all of this, including the Vincent Smith matter. So I don't know. I haven't got a clue what's happening with the attorneys. I know they're in discussions. I know that it's sub judice at the moment, and they don't want me to talk about it. But I do know that there are discussions or whatever happening, and they will obviously notify me in due course.
Angelo Grizzi, I look forward to the book. Former Bosasa Chief Operations Officer, Angelo Grizzi.